Dolphins and Seahawks, this game was just ugly. Miami's offense is just incompetent now without Tua. And then to make matters worse, Pat, Skylar Thompson, their backup, gets hurt, chest injury. So they're down to their third string guy. Is there a quarterback out there who can save their season? So I'm going to give you two names. You tell me if either one of these guys could get Miami back on track. Ryan Tannehill, who's a free agent, who played there, obviously, and was drafted there. And then Russell Wilson, who could ask for a trade out of Pittsburgh and try to get himself to Miami in the last year of his contract.
Which one makes more sense? I like
maybe neither of you. I don't know. Yeah,
I like the Tannehill selection over Russell. I think Tannehill fit that offense a little bit better because the style of play, the style of passes that is required for that offense. You need like that stock, that taller statue type of quarterback. Although Tua is not that, that's just what Coach Mike had to work with coming into there. But I feel like Ryan Tannehill would fit better in that offense. Just watching Miami offense, you know, schematically, I feel like his arm talent would suit their offense versus Russell Wilson's arm talent.
Well, to your point about big guys, I mean, that they need like a Joe Flacco off the couch right now to save themselves, because I don't think Tua, you don't know when he's going to be back because concussions are so fickle, and the backups there are just not NFL quality. And when you have the weapons they do, you can't afford to just waste years and not go for it. So if Tannehill's not on a plane there for a tryout tomorrow, then they're not doing it right, in my opinion.
Yeah, so yeah, they definitely need to address that quarterback room. It's going to be interesting to see if it's going to be a trade or going to get someone out of the free agent market. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I'm sure they're going to make a move by Wednesday for sure. So the Browns Giants, the Browns are 0-2 at home. The fans are booing and chanting for Jameson, but do you think it's fully Deshaun Watson fault?
You know what? I'm not a Deshaun Watson fan whatsoever. I'm not. I'm obviously the off-field stuff contributes to my opinion on him, but I'm not actually in this instance going to put it all on him. Now, when you're making that amount of money, you're supposed to be able to overcome some of the things around you that aren't up to par. But I think because Watson is such a lightning rod and polarizing figure, that it allows for other culprits here to kind of fly under the radar and not take any accountability or culpability, Pat, for their offensive struggles. This offensive line stinks, and they've invested huge money in it and big draft picks. And I know there's injuries. They lost their offensive line coach Callahan to Tennessee because that's where his son coaches now. He's considered one of the best in the NFL. They missed that guy big time. Watson got sacked 8 times today. I watched most of that game. It was not just a hanging onto the ball too long thing. He didn't have time. Their running back, Ford, can't get any traction going. He only ran the ball 10 times today in a close game because their offensive line cannot block. So that, to me, falls back on some of the coaching there and also some of the roster construction. Like, I understand that the Watson cap hit makes it hard to build a complete team around him. But my goodness, man, they're so used to having one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. You played against them the last couple of years. That's been their calling card for a while now, and it's just the opposite. And Deshaun Watson's confidence is eroded so much that if he doesn't think the guys in front of him are going to keep him upright, it makes that problem even worse. It exacerbates it. So I think you got to look at the coaches and the offensive line right now on top of Watson, Pat. I don't think there's a lot of quarterbacks that could play behind that offensive line, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think no quarterback could play behind that offensive line, because every time Deshaun dropped back, he has no chance to have an opportunity to step into a throw. I mean, every single time it just seemed like someone was in Deshaun Watson's lap. And it just seemed they just don't seem like they're on the same page, especially in the fourth quarter. A lot of miscommunication, missed puller blockers. Like, that's like preseason type stuff. Like, that's not something you want to see throughout from your first unit throughout the first week of the first quarter of the season. So, and like you said, Pony, their offensive, the offensive line unit for the Cleveland Browns has always been the staple of that football team. And to this point right now, to this case, they're just not it right now.
They do something weird too, and he did this when he had Brissett with Watson, and Stefanski did it again today. When it's third and short,
they put James.
Why does he do that? I would hate that as a quarterback, man. I'm a franchise quarterback. You're taking me off the field in those situations.
But hey, that might be a writing on the wall.
If I were making that kind of money and had an axe to grind or something to prove, I'd be screaming at my coaches when I came off the field. That is so weird to me. Yeah. 49ers and Rams. This game was incredible in the fourth quarter, Pat. Mm-hmm. 49ers blow a 2-touchdown lead. They got a historic game from Juwan Jennings. He had 3 touchdowns, over 150 yards. Jerry Rice is the only other wide receiver in 49ers history to do that. Not Terrell Owens. Not Debo Samuel, no one else, Juwan Jennings. My question is, can you just pin their 1-2 start on injuries? Can you just write this off as, well, look at the guys that are out, no McCaffrey, no Debo, no Kittle. That's why the 49ers are 1-2, yes or no?
No. I don't think you could just pin it all on injuries, because that's a well-coached football team, and they find ways to always win ball games. And they had a 10-point lead coming into going into the fourth quarter. And last time I checked, the Los Angeles Rams, they're banged up too. You know, so you just can't, everyone in the NFL have the same problems. It's just all about how you deal with them, how you adjust to those problems. So no, I'm not going to pin that down just say solely because they're injured. Yes, that's that pays to it, but I won't just solely put everything on the injuries on why they're not the start of the 1-2 start.
Their defense has everybody healthy. How is this defense with the Nick Bosas and Fred Warners of the world? How are they letting the Rams make these plays without Nacua, without Kupp, with an offensive line that's so banged up? It's their third starting offensive line in 3 weeks. How are you letting that happen? You go up 2 touchdowns, it's 14-0, 5 minutes in. You lose this game. I mean, you've got a ton of 49ers fans there, so it was a home field environment for them. You know, this Kyle Shanahan, I think he's an offensive genius. I am confused by what's gone on there defensively. And he's lost 2 guys to head coaching gigs, D'Amico Ryans and Saleh. But he ran off Wilkes last year, Pat. They go to the Super Bowl. He said our philosophies didn't jive. He embarrassed him several times in press conferences. I thought that was Bush League. So he's got his guy back in there who he wants as the defensive coordinator. And then this happens today, and Darnold made big plays against him last week. So when you're an offensive head coach, you usually just let your defensive coordinator maybe kind of leave him to his own devices and do his thing. But I'm just going to circle this and underline this. Like, this is now, for me, a carryover from last year where they've had defensive questions that I trace back to the coach. Do you know how rare it is to fire a defensive coordinator after you go to the Super Bowl, Pat?
I know. Very rare.
So I that leaves me scratching my head, and their defense is better than what they showed again today.
Yeah, yes. I don't know if it's coming down to, I won't say coaching. I think I put it on decision-making. That's what it seemed like is coming down to for the 49ers, just coming down on, you know, making that right call, or, you know, putting your guys in the perfect position. As easy as that may sound, I believe that's what it's coming down to, because we all know they have the scheme. They have the athletes. They have the coaching staff. Now I believe it's just the decisions making down the stretch is something that they're going to have to get better with. All right, let's move on to the Bears Colts. Another shaky game for Caleb Williams. Is this more on him or the situation that he's put in?
Yeah, so we've been critical of him on this podcast. I don't think you or I view him as the next great quarterback, like he's Patrick Mahomes reincarnate. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Pat, but I'm pretty sure from the conversations we've had, you feel similarly. Yeah. But I'm going to say this about what's going on there. After watching some of the play calls, they ran one of the dumbest plays on fourth and goal at the 1 yard line today. They ran like an option play that you'd see like Nebraska run from the 1980s. It was,
I did see that with the three guys in the backfield.
Yes. I'm like, what are we doing here? Okay.
So, I
just want to get that out there because maybe people missed that play. It was mind-bogglingly dumb.
Yeah.
What I don't understand about this whole Caleb Williams draft decision that they made and then what they did organizationally. When you draft him, why bring back a defensive head coach who frankly has not really had results there? Mm-hmm. They made that mistake when they drafted Trubisky, keeping John Fox there. They made that mistake when they drafted Justin Fields and they kept Matt Nagy there, only to fire both of those guys after 1 year. If you're the Bears, they should have gone out and hired Jim Harbaugh, or they should have hired one of these offensive head coaches and paired them with Caleb Williams and let those guys grow together, Pat.
Yeah.
I mean, if they go like 6-11 and their offense looks like it has for the first 3 weeks, the head coach is going to get fired. And then they're going to start over with new offensive coaches next year.
Yep.
And that's not good for a quarterback's development.
No, it's not. No, it's not at all. And I always hate to see those situations, especially for young quarterbacks, first rounders, when they get put in these types of situations, because you have so much is thrown on them out of the gate. I always feel like quarterbacks should be eased into the process, because quarterback is the real big boy leagues. Like, everything falls on you, to the media, to your teammates, to the head coaches. Like, everything falls upon you. So how you expect a young guy to handle all of that pressure when he really never had that responsibility? So I'm always a fan of, man, give the young fella at least 3 weeks, the first week, the first quarter of the season, because I know I keep saying I'm breaking the season down in quarters, but that's how we break the football season down.
Right.
The first, we break it down in quarters. So let that veteran, you know, not get banged up or get beat up in the pocket, but let him go out there and show the young pup, the ropes on how to prepare week in and week out. How to get your body prepared, how to be the first.
Pat, they don't have one on the roster. Their backup quarterback's an undrafted guy from last year. I don't understand that.
I still would have let him start the first couple weeks.
I agree, but I'm saying like they should have had a guy on the team who was more of a like veteran quarterback to help him learn the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think it's when guys start off like that, I won't necessarily say it's going to be tough, but it's going to be a long road for them, because like you stated, I don't like calling for coaches' jobs, but if he wins six games, there's going to be a new coach in Chicago for sure.
And then he's going to have to start over.
Then he's going to have to start all over again.